it was good, you know, because I saw the year you bought yours, I saw the first ones that were there, and I was very intrigued and interested. Of course, it was, you know, a few hundred dollars less money, but and even now, and in between that time, I owned an IC705, and I liked it. It was a fun radio, but it just, it's like a lot of things, you know, it did not suit my operating habits. Easy to operate, you know, and it did pretty much everything like a 7300 would do, but it just did not have the right feel for me, and of course, I'm not a D-Star fan, but I think you're going in the right direction. That's kind of where I'm headed. You know, I probably won't sell the 991. You know, we've had it for, wow, since the 991 A's came out, and it's you know, it's been a workhorse, so we'll probably hang on to it, but the 818 will probably go away. There's a couple of other things that I'm kind of deciding on right now. It really depends on my getting more time to play radio. If I don't have more time to play with more radios, then some of the radios need to go to people who have time to play with them.
Yeah, I definitely feel you there. But if you, like I said, if you, I mean, you're even welcome to borrow it. If you want to just take the whole bag and mess with it for a little while, you're more than welcome to. But I just pulled into the driveway here, so I'll say 73 for now, and have a good day down there at Sugar Creek. And we'll catch you later there, Tony, 73, KAUGB, KD9HAY.
All right, Hayden, appreciate it, and good to hear you this morning. Sorry we didn't get to shake your hand and have a hot dog or a pork chop sandwich with you at Zinnia. See you later, KAUGB.